Before we get started, I'd like to invite you to join the LeadGen Lab, a sales program created specifically for women of color in the financial industry. Inside of the LeadGen Lab, we are going to teach you the sales and lead generation strategies you need to triple your sales calls and 10x your leads, so you can finally become that financial powerhouse. This is a six-month container where you will get access to trainings, resources, weekly group coaching, and a community of women of color in finance, and so much more. Go to theroshaw.com/lead-gen-lab or use the link in the show notes to join now. I can't wait to see you inside. So it's really important to write out what you want and actually learn how to make it happen. And it's okay if it takes time. You don't need to suddenly uproot your schedule today or like this week, but how can you plan for it, right? How can you give your clients a heads up? How can you slowly start implementing your own boundaries and schedules?
Welcome to the Finance Client Acquisition Podcast, the simple sales systems for women of color money experts. And I'm your host, Ro. I'm so excited today to dive deep into the strategies that have helped my clients book out by mastering their sales skills.
Where are you letting your clients dictate your schedule versus you as the CEO making your own schedule? So a lot of times, especially with even entrepreneurs that have been in business for decades, what I see is that they are letting their clients dictate their schedule. So for example, common mistake is that I see entrepreneurs giving out their phone numbers, giving out their personal email addresses instead of their business email. They might be, you know, taking calls and work meetings and replying to emails at all days, at all times of the night. And that is just not sustainable. And I'll explain why. And you're like, oh, Roma, like I only have one client right now. Like, why does it matter when I reply? Or why does it matter how many times I check my email? And I will say it's important to instill CEO habits now before it bites you in the butt later. And I only say that because I've experienced it, right? It was only when I had more than 15 clients where carrying over the habits of having like 1 to 2 clients really, really screwed me over. What I mean is like, when you only have one client, it's okay to check your email 5 times a day. It's okay to be on Slack as soon as someone messages you. It's okay to take that random work meeting call on a Tuesday when a client requests it 2 hours from now. That's all okay. But what you don't know is that when you suddenly just focus on your client and you get better and better at your work and your reputation keeps building, what happens is you're going to get more clients because you're obviously talented at what you do. And for all my financial experts out there, like, you know that your business is going to keep growing. So when suddenly you get an influx of clients because you're awesome at what you do, you will see that your old habits do not carry into the future. And I'm speaking from so much experience right now because I see so many accountants, bookkeepers, and money coaches get into this. They focus on their business, they focus on the clients, they get the results, and then they get tons of clients, and then suddenly they're overwhelmed with all their schedule. So I've seen this across the board with all of my past and current clients. It's like, where can you take charge? Where can you make a decision? And then your clients can lead. And a lot of this comes into like, well, it will trigger your people-pleasing tendencies and you putting down boundaries and you potentially disappointing clients. So what I was talking about is, how can you dictate your schedule instead of your clients dictating your schedule for you? And it has to carry over. Like, you can't keep operating as if you have 1 to 3 clients when you're going to have 15 clients eventually, right? So I want, for anyone listening to this recording, really writing out all of your policies, all of your red flags. Like, one of the exercises I do with my clients called the CEO scaling schedule. We have it in the 7-figure sales systems program. One of the first things that you learn is, how do you want your life to be? Do you really want to work 7 days a week? Do you really want to work 9 a.m. to 10 p.m.? If you do, that's fine, but make it your choice. Make it your decision. Don't feel like your clients dictate your schedule. I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but I actually want you to write out what your dream schedule is. Even if it's right, even if it's working like 2 days a week and you don't see how it's possible right now, right? Just write it out, just because you'll know that's what the intention is for the next couple of years in business, right? Maybe it's 2023 right now and you're working 6 days a week, but your end goal is only to work 2 or 3 days a week, right? Maybe it doesn't get done today. Maybe it doesn't get done tomorrow, but that is always going to be the goal for you in the next couple of months. So it's really important to write out what you want and actually learn how to make it happen. And it's okay if it takes time. You don't need to suddenly uproot your schedule today or like this week, but how can you plan for it, right? How can you give your clients a heads up? How can you slowly start implementing your own boundaries and schedules so that you don't feel like you're disappointing your clients? You are easing your anxiety with putting down your boundaries for clients, right? Because a lot of times you have set the precedent for your clients to, you know, call you late at night or, you know, text you or get a 1 hour reply. And of course, just like you need time to ease your anxiety, your clients might need time to also get used to that boundary, right? So not necessarily doing it for your clients, but doing it for yourself. Because I've seen so many people try to upend their schedule from 6 days to 2 days, including myself. And then their nervous system is just not ready for it, right? So how can you make it easy for yourself and make it like a 6 month goal, a year goal to get to your like dream schedule. And this will help you get so many more clients. I cannot tell you the amount of times I have CFOs, bookkeepers, especially accountants. I'm looking at the tax industry right now. You guys are scared to bring on clients because your boundaries and your policies are an absolute mess. And it's because of that, that you think you have a sales problem, you think you have a marketing problem, but really it's your schedule that's the problem. And once you fix that up, going to have a huge domino effect in how you're showing up in your business. Because right now you're in that scared energy where it's like, I'm this close to burnout. If I have one more client, I'm just going to tip over. When you fix your schedule, that's really going to clear up a lot of that.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And as always, feel free to DM me on Instagram and subscribe to my email list for daily strategies delivered straight to your inbox. I'm so excited to see you book out and hit those 5-figure months, 6-figure years, and build that 7-figure empire.